Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in Alex Tenge, NHL Network, here to the Fan Morning Show. Alex, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything's good.
Yeah, everything's good here in Pittsburgh again now, too, with the Penguins winning. And that's where we'll start. I'll kind of ask you the same question I ask a lot of guests we have nationally. No matter what they've done in the first half of the season, and now with Matt Murray back, now with Sid playing well, Gino obviously great last night, would no matter where they finish in the standings, would you want to play the Penguins in a playoff series?
Well, that's a great question. I was actually on air yesterday, and we were having this debate. I promise you, without a doubt, that there's not one of the seven other teams that are in the playoffs currently that want to see the Pittsburgh Penguins into the playoffs. First of all, I mean, they've got the top superstar power. We've seen what Sid and Gino and Phil Kessel and even Chris Letang in that group, for me, have been able to do over the course of the last couple of years. But not only that, they have the experience. They know what it takes. And as far as they were, you know, as far as emotionally involved, I think that at the start of the year, it took them a while because it takes a lot of out of you to go through two Stanley Cup runs. And it's tough sometimes to get motivated in October and November to play those games and to, you know, really put it all on the line physically, emotionally. And now we're seeing the Pittsburgh Penguins that are willing to do that. I mean, Gino's invested. Sidney's is fighting for pucks now in the corner. He's more invested. They see legacy. I mean, that's truly what they're seeing at the end of the tunnel. I mean, having the chance to win three Stanley Cups in a row, it has not been done since the Edmonton Oilers, and it's something that's very unique. And I think that also for Sidney and Gino and Chris Letang, having the chance at winning, you know, the fourth Stanley Cup and being the best group of their era, because the Chicago Blackhawks with Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, Patrick Kane have also won three cups. So I think that there might be a bit of a rivalry there, and, you know, it'll be fun to watch until the end of the season for sure.
Can you say enough good things in, of what Matt Murray must have went through? What's that like, taking the net? You lose your father, you know, as a kid. You know how it is, all those hockey dads around the rink, the dads always in the same spot for the goalie dads. Just all that, I'm sure, as a young man, takes all that in, gets back on the ice. Probably the only place he's probably most comfortable right now, and then to go and have the game that he had, and then obviously it looks as if that's the last piece that they needed to get going again.
Absolutely. I mean, Casey DeSmith and Tristan Jarry played really well, but in order for the Pittsburgh Penguins to win another Stanley Cup, Matt Murray has to be the guy. And obviously dealing with the loss of a family member, his father in that instance, was difficult for him, but I was curious to see how he's going to respond tomorrow, because sometimes, you know, sports, you have to be willing to be in a good place mentally, and sometimes when you lose a family member, it's very, very difficult. But I think it's a question of pride for Matt Murray. You know, the dad, his dad is probably like many hockey dads that you've mentioned, traveled around, you know, the world, you know, to give him the opportunity to play this level, wait in the cold arena for hours while his son was playing hockey. So I think that for Matt Murray, he's got to be thinking of his dad, and he wants to play well for that. I know that would be my train of thought. I'm sure that is Matt as well. And, you know, it was great to see him back in the net last night. When you're dealing with adversity, as much as hockey, there's competition. We're also a tight group family. And you know, I think that everybody was hoping that he was going to play well. And the Pittsburgh Penguins allowed him to do that by taking all those penalties yesterday early in the game that allowed him to get, you know, get into the game. And he played extremely well for them last night.
Now, Alex, one of the other reasons that the Penguins got off to a slow start over the first half was that Chris Letang is probably still playing hurt, probably still recovering from surgery. He was only eight months removed when the season started. Mike Sullivan was saying yesterday that he expects Letang to really have a great second half of the season. Would you expect that same thing?
Absolutely. I mentioned it all along. I really like Chris Letang, but when you do miss a long period of time like that, like he has, you know, with the neck issue that he had over the course of the last couple of years, I mean, it's going to take time to find your groove. Chris Letang's a great skater. He's somebody that wants to go offensively. So sometimes you know, the timing, and you're trying to do a little bit too much when you get back, and that's what I was seeing out of Chris. I mean, his plus-minus was at minus 20-something early in the season. This is a guy that plays against the top line on the other side. It's actually harder to play against. He's got a little bit of a mean streak to him as well where, you know, he's going to finish his check when you don't expect it. I've always liked that guy. I think that he's been a key piece of that core group that has been winning Stanley Cup in order for them, you know, to really have a chance this year. I know they were able to do without him last year, but Chris Letang is that backbone to that defense, and he's playing better now. He's playing within himself. He's more confident having Schultz back, you know, and allowing, you know, sometimes Schultz to take some of those minutes on the power play, which allows Chris Letang to rest, because it's not so much about Schultz being better than Letang. The point on the power play, it allows Chris Letang to be fully rested, you know, for when the 5-on-5 comes and you have to play against that top line on the other side, and he and Dumoulin are playing really good together right now.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group, Route 8 in Butler, Alex Tenge, NHL Network. He's joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You can watch NHL Tonight, 6 p.m. this evening, plus NHL Network's February game schedule will include 17 games throughout this month. Why are even players, not just fans, but even guys in the NHL seemingly either all the way hot or all the way cold on Phil Kessel? Nobody's in the middle. You either love him or you hate him. Why is that, Alex?
Well, I don't know. I absolutely love him because he brings an element to the game that's probably the hardest thing to do in the game, which is scoring goals. I mean, he's got that very unique ability to, you know, break a game wide open by one shot, by touching the puck that one time. And that's a very unique quality that very few people have. And I know that sometimes, you know, he's not the most physical guy. Sometimes, you know, he's not the most invested as far as how much is he going to put into the one-on-one battles. But you have to like Phil Kessel for what he is. And he's been a goal scorer. He's been a point producer. He's a game breaker for any team that he's been playing on. And for me, I love how the Pittsburgh Penguins uses him. They use him with workers around him, guys that are going to provide him with pucks in situation where they're trailing. They're going to be able to put him with Sidney or Gino, where he's got that opportunity, you know, to play with an elite player and players late in the game working together. I mean, there's a better chance that the puck goes into the net. I think that, you know, for me, you have to like him for what he is and for what he does, and for what he does, he is great at.
You talk about the Penguins' team speed. It seems that when Russ left the lineup, that was almost a knee-jerk reaction by Rutherford. Didn't like how it went last year and said, you know what, I'm going to get ourselves a bodyguard. They got him. But now that he's been out, and I don't want to point to him, that's the reason, but it just seems like they got four lines again, four waves that can hit you and score.
Well, Ryan Reeves, he's a player that, you know, for me, I mean, he can skate. You know, one of the things that he can do, he can skate. He's a physical threat. I mean, he's not really a threat to score, has not been in his career, but sometimes for a guy on the other side, you know, to be a little bit more respectful, we know that we have Sid and we have Gino and we have Letang and guys that you want to protect, it doesn't allow the guys on the other side to take that free run, if you will, to some of those guys. So I don't know where he slots into the lineup, if they're going to bring him back. I like their line right now. The Pittsburgh Penguins have won the last two Stanley Cups by overskating, by outworking other teams on the other side. And that's exactly what I'm seeing right now. They're, as I mentioned earlier, they're invested emotionally now where, you know, it looks like they care about winning the game and they care about the result. And the speed is always going to be a factor to their game. And I think that Coach Sullivan and Mark Recchi, they know full well that they need to play an up-tempo game in order for that team to be successful.
You better not forget Jacques Martin, by the way.
Exactly. Us French guys, we stick together, right?
Yes. Okay, and speaking of which, this is a constant topic in Pittsburgh because Marc-Andre Fleury, beloved here still, and this amazing, I ask all our national guys this when you guys come on the show, is there any way, because, I mean, the longer they go, this Vegas team is unbelievable, and now Fleury's at the top, he's playing better than he ever has, and it looks like Vegas is going to sustain this throughout the whole season. Do you agree?
I could not agree more. I mean, I know you guys have an early show in the morning, but did you guys get to see the Vegas game last night?
Unbelievable at the end.
There is no quit in that game. I mean, they were down. There was, you know, a minute 46 left in the game. They're down 2-1 within a matter of, I believe it's 54 seconds or something like that. They scored three goals. I mean, to get back into the game, Marc-Andre Fleury again was spectacular late in the third period, giving his team a chance to hang in there. I mean, he seems to be having so much fun, and that's what we saw in Pittsburgh for years. You know, that energy that he provides is very contagious. Whether he was the starter in Pittsburgh or he was the backup, you know, you could see him in practice where he's out there enjoying himself. He's out there probably keeping track as to, you know, how much a guy is scoring on him in every practice. And that for teammates, for players, you know, for the whole staff, you know, seeing a guy like coming in on a daily basis where he truly enjoys himself, he truly, that energy is got to be contagious. And for the Vegas Golden Knights, who got the luck of the luxury of having, let's say that it wasn't an expansion, a real expansion draft, as, you know, the other team prior to them had. But, I mean, they're a fun group to watch. They play extremely fast. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happened, because we know that they don't have that, maybe that core player, that Sidney Crosby, that Evgeny Malkin, those players you have to acquire through the draft. And I still think that over a long period of time, in order for the Vegas Golden Knights to be successful, they need to have some of those core pieces coming through the draft. But, man, they're going to make a push for it this year. It certainly seems like it.
Follow us on Twitter, 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Just a couple more minutes with Alex Tanguay, NHL Network. Dominic Simone has done a very good job on that left side with Sid. You played on that side. What if they threw you into a position as a young kid with Sid? Do you just try to not make the moment too big, or what's the key there?
Absolutely. You've got to do your job. I mean, I was a young player in Colorado, and I came in my first year. I was thrown on the left side of Joe Sakic, and it's a similar situation where you have to, you know, first of all, do your job. You're there for a reason. What do I provide? What do I need to do? And how many touches can I get? I mean, Sidney Crosby's getting a little bit older in age, and he needs guys sometimes that are going to do the work in the corner to provide him with the puck. The more touches you're going to give Sidney Crosby, the more chances you're going to get, because Sidney Crosby is so talented, so gifted, understands the game so well. So if I'm Dominic Simone right now, after every game, I go back to the video room, I look at myself, I look at what I can do, I look at positioning, I look at ways that I can, you know, that I can be helpful for Crosby. It's also important to make room for the other guys. You know, sometimes driving the net seems, you know, you can't forget plays like that, because when you play with high-skilled guys, the more room you give them on the ice, the more they're going to make plays, the more they're going to make you look good. So when you enter the zone, if you're Dominic Simone, don't wait around. You know, push the defenseman back. You know, skate yourself to the net. It's going to allow Sidney that room to make those plays and make you look good at the end. And if he does that, you know, he's been successful at doing it. If he keeps doing it, I mean, it's a great asset for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm sure that Jim Rutherford will be looking for maybe some depth at center. Would that allow Jake Guentzel to get back and play with Crosby and share it towards the end of the year? Maybe, but, you know, I mean, Dominic Simone is playing real well right now.
Alex Tanguay, NHL Network. You can check out NHL Tonight, 6 o'clock this evening. Alex, great, great stuff. Thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Great, great stuff from Alex Tanguay. Really
real good stuff.
Real well-researched on the Penguins, for sure. People are already chiming in. They said, are you sure? Are you sure that is how you pronounce Letang? And I said, he's from Saint-Justin, Quebec. I'm not telling him he's wrong.
Exactly.
We're the ones who are wrong.
Right.
Right?
Sherry.
Yes.
Exactly.
Come on. So great, great stuff from Alex Tanguay. Really, really insightful stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.